Richie, I think you're down to about an hour here before you take off.
Yep.
So what have you done over the past 7 or so hours in terms of feeding and resting here?
Fed him 2 good meals and snacked him a couple times, and just tried to take care of any little, you know, soreness or anything that some dogs may have had, and I think that they all look pretty good, so keep moving down the trail with them.
I think you got about 5 hours break in Iditarod before you came over here. Mm-hmm. How was that five in terms of keeping your speeds and keeping your conditioning where you want it?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping it'll keep their speed. It definitely didn't show on that last run, but I mean, I had, after that tough run going into Iditarod, I figured I better, you know, give these guys a little longer break, especially some of my younger ones. They needed it, and I think that you give those younger ones a little more break, then they perk up, and they're a big factor in what my speed was doing before that. So, I mean, I definitely want to keep them happy and moving down the trail. They like that. So,
is it a string of 12 now, or is it 11?
It's 14.
Okay, I can't count.
I got one right here.
I gotcha. Gonna leave anybody behind?
I don't think so. I think everybody, for the most part, looks okay. So, yeah, we'll keep them all together and see how they go over to Anvik.
How do you think about this section of the trail where, you know, you've still got a day before you get up to Caltag and really make that push to the coast? Like, how do you balance your rest and being conservative with a race that's just always fast and always competitive?
I always like getting to the river. If it's a good trail, then these guys can get into a nice rhythm and move up it. I mean, but there's always the factor of it might be blowing in and whatnot. I think, you know, it might be all right. And if we could get a half nice trail, I think these guys will be able to get into a nice rhythm. They haven't really been able to get into any sort of rhythm this whole race, it seems like. It'd be nice if we could.
And then, did I hear that Eagle Island's closed? Is it totally closed this year?
I don't know about closed. Our drop bags aren't there. This happened last year, and I think that there's no straw there. I think. I mean, that was the same thing last year. We had to haul all our dog food and straw from Grayling. So I loaded up on whatever food I had here left over, and I'll go to Anvik and get a little bit more and head to Grayling. So
how's your face holding up?
It's good. It's healing up just fine. So,
and then so you've got 14 now, and that's an awesome place to be, I assume. When do you start really thinking about whether you can move faster with 12, or you haven't reached that point yet?
Well, I mean, all 14 of these guys are doing really well. So, I mean, at this point, there's no reason to drop any of them. They're all working really hard. And so, I mean, a lot of times, you know, if you're leaving Caltag with 12 really solid ones, it's pretty nice. 12 is a nice, you know, group of dogs when you're towards the end of the race, you know, and easily manageable. And so, you know, if I still have 14 strong dogs in Caltag, though, I'll definitely keep moving with them. So.
And do you switch to a smaller sled at all?
No. No. Are you saying my sled's big?
I'm saying some people have really tiny ones too.
Yeah, no, I kind of like this. I mean, especially when we got to go to Eagle Island and have all of our food. So, yeah.
I'll let you finish up here, and we'll see you down the trail.
Okay, thank you.